Welcome to CRE Radio with Howard Klein, radio for and about the commercial real estate professional. Our focus is exploring issues facing landlords and tenants, property and asset managers, investors, brokers, lenders, and everyone in the industry. Our style is conversation over coffee with highly experienced commercial real estate professionals. Over 35 years, Howard's legal and commercial real estate practice has centered on broker, leasing, and property management issues. CRE Radio is presented with the intent of engaging, educating, and entertaining our audience. Access our archive shows, upcoming schedule, and engaging articles at creradio.com or subscribe to the show on iTunes by searching for CRE Radio. And now, here's Howard Klein.
Welcome, 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 welcome to CRE Radio. Today we're going to be talking about Crew Network and its annual convention, which this year in 2015 is going to be held in Seattle, actually, Bellevue, Washington. Our special guest today is Gail Ayers. Gail is the CEO of Crew Network and the president of Crew Foundation, which helps support women in commercial real estate. Gail has been in the position of CEO for the last 11 years, so why don't we get right into the show. Hello, Gail.
Hello, Howard. It's good to see you.
Before we're going to talk about this year's annual convention, but before we do, as I am apt to, I do listen to you when you speak. So if you could just tell me the highlight of the changes over the last 11 years.
That's an interesting question, Howard. I hope I don't leave anything out that is important.
No, just the momentary highlights. If I was going to answer you.
The momentary highlights. Yeah. Well, we have actually come a very long way in supporting our charity. And we have created our Crew Foundation is the only foundation in the industry that supports women in commercial real estate. And we have offered over 50 scholarships to date. And we provide internships with those scholarships. And almost all of our women have entered the fields of commercial real estate in many different companies. So that makes us very proud. We've launched a program called UCrew that goes to universities to help young women with their degrees figure out that commercial real estate is a superb profession to take a bachelor's of business or finance into the commercial real estate industry. So that program, UCrew, has made a lot of headway for women in commercial real estate. The other one is a program called Crew Careers, which is a program we take to the high schools. Because women who have not been in real estate families really don't know very much about what working in commercial real estate is like. And it's a very interesting field, but it is also a field that, you know, has many different specialties. And if you're interested in being a civil engineer, you can still come join us at Crew because civil engineers are very important in our business of commercial real estate. We say that we have members who can do the job from A to Z, and that really is true, from appraisal to zoning and everything in between. We are an organization that believes in putting people together for deals. So probably one of our proudest accomplishments is CrewBiz, which is a marvelous member tool that women can join. All of our members have access to it, but some use it more than others. It's a tool to find people in every market. We have 5 chapters in Canada, soon to have a 6th in Canada, and we have members all over the world now. So if you are placing an investment in the United States, we're an excellent place to join as a member at large because you have access then to every market in Canada and the U.S. So we're finding many opportunities for women and connecting with women, and it's such a wonderful time to be in Crew. We also have elevated our industry research project. We're into concluding our third five-year benchmark, and you will find the results very interesting. We have preliminary results right now, and we're working on analyzing them further, and we'll be releasing some of them at the convention. So I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk with you about those then. That study is being concluded with our university partner this year, which is MIT. And the MIT School of Real Estate is a wonderful group of people. And we are really looking forward to taking a careful look at how women have progressed in the last 5 to 15 years. I think the other thing we're terrifically proud of is all of our chapters. The quality, the commitment, and the mentoring that's going on in those chapters is pretty incredible. And you will find our members sincere and very eager to help each other and very eager to bring business to each other. So that's probably the most of the things that we've concluded that I'm proud of. And I'm currently working on a crew certificate for crew leadership. And that's going to be with three major universities, one being Emory, the other being MIT. And it will be an opportunity for women to look very carefully at some of the university programs that help them with their negotiation skills, help them with their strategy and their finance skills. To be extremely successful in commercial real estate, you really need to know a lot about the finances of the deal. And sometimes training is not so specific. So we're very eager to give that a try. And the other thing I have on the block for the next 2 years is actually working on a program to really target high-quality African-American universities where we can get women in the fields of commercial real estate and get them paired up with mentors so that they have genuine support as they enter the business. It's, you know, this business attracts some people. You have to kind of like the competitiveness and the long hours and the energy that it requires. I love it. I love working with all these amazing women. I joke constantly about it's fantastic to work with type A++ women, just not every day. So we have a lot of fun and a lot of good spirits, a lot of goodwill, and I am just astonished at what crew can accomplish.
You know, it's interesting. I know that crew has in its title, is really about women. Well, it has in its title that it's about women, but you had mentioned about minority schools, and I view crew, and this is where I think that you do an outstanding job, is I view crew as a organization of inclusion and diversity, that this is that we all will be better with more diversity, and we all will be better to be inclusive, not exclusive.
Could not agree more. And I think I always get shocks when I say one of our fastest growing part of our membership is men. And we have, I think, two or three male presidents of crew chapters this year. And it's men are welcome in crew. And in fact, we have a man who is our first male of vision. We have a woman of vision program. And Brett White, whom you probably know from DTZ and now Cushman and CBRE fame, he was our first man of vision. And he is so amazingly aware and creative as he thinks about what women can do for the industry. And it's really true. Women are great multitaskers. They're fabulous at interrelationships and follow through. And I will say to you that the men who are active in crew have learned that they're totally accepted, and that it's a team, and it's all about the agenda, which is getting things done to advance the business and give business and get business as we move through markets. And it's just not a problem. Men are welcome. And I do wish that we had more minorities in crew, but there's just not that many in the business. And that's been one of the reasons that we realize, Howard, that we're going to have to start working harder in the universities that attract these women. It's not something we had funding to do, because we are one of those organizations that basically, when we support, we subsidize 50% of our members' attendance at convention, because we feel that our members need to be at that convention. It's a member benefit for that quality of networking. It's not really a fundraiser for us, and that's very different than most associations. And I, on occasion, when I'm meeting with my peers in the association world, they'll say, oh my goodness, maybe you don't know how to do it. And I'm always amused by that, because I understand what they mean. However, it really is for us an opportunity for networking and for elevating the possibilities for women.
Why don't we take a short break? And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on at this year's conference.
Are you a real estate broker? Do you have all the business that you want? If so, pay no attention to what I'm about to say. The broker list. Yes, the broker list can promote you so that you get more clients and listings. The broker list can promote your property so that they sell or lease faster. And the broker list can build trust so that potential clients know that you are the go-to broker for all things commercial real estate. Best of all, for you, it's free. Just go to thebrokerlist.com. That's thebrokerlist.com. And tell Linda that Uncle Howie sent you.
Welcome back to CRE Radio with our special guest, Gail Ayers. Why don't we talk a little bit about who's going to be speaking at this year's conference?
This year we have Madeline Albright, and I am so impressed with her. And the theme of our convention, as you've seen, is Activate, which means for us, we've worked really hard at planting the thoughts and the seeds of success and determination, risk-taking, and now we're saying you've got everything you need, now activate it, because it's only by doing that we learn.
Who else will be speaking at the conference?
And I know many people have heard, or if they haven't, they're in for a treat, Carla Harris. Carla is an executive manager with Morgan Stanley. She's an African-American woman who's just absolutely came from North Carolina, worked very, very hard to be recognized, and in a finance world that's not easy. And she has made terrific successes. And I know that that's going to be a very important thing for our members to hear. I know that many people have heard and always enjoy Marcy Rosell, who's an economist, and I sometimes think of her also as a humorist, because she's one of the only people I have ever met that could help you laugh at what happens in our finance system in the U.S. and around the world. But it is a lineup that I think really will make people think and think about themselves, think about their business, their skills, and where they want to go next. And that's pretty much what we strive to do at CREW. It's a wonderful group of people, and the men who attend often are there thinking about how can they help the women in also, how can they be innovative. And frequently I speak now on intergenerational issues and how one works with teams, intergenerational teams, because for the first time, I think, in our history, we're looking at working in teams, in companies, with people who bring so many different sets of rules and values that it just is a terrific effort to make sure these teams work properly and are collaborative and productive and not sidetracked. So I do a lot of that also now. And in Crew, we have everything. We start with 25-year-olds. The requirement is 5 years in commercial real estate. And we go all the way up to 65 and with our baby boomers. And the one requirement that we do have to be a full member in Crew is 5 years of commercial real estate. And the reason for that is because we are an organization that focuses on giving and getting business. And if you are so new to the business that you're just coming to get business, you're not going to be as comfortable as you are when you're giving and getting business. And the way we handle that, and I think it works really well, we have 25% of our membership can be less than 5 years of experience. And the chapters decide who those people will be. And if they're under 5 years and they bring them in and mentor them and work with them, then that's perfectly fine. And in fact, it's encouraged. And undergraduate students are given a free membership in Crew. Undergraduate students are, because they are usually in school full time.
Yeah, and I would think mentoring. Now, we've had this mentoring conversation a few years back.
Yes.
And how important mentoring is. You certainly need to bring in those green, like my background, people to mentor. I mean, you really want to mentor as many people as possible.
I agree, Howard, and we do that. I think our chapters are very encouraging of young people.
Let's talk a little bit more about the convention again.
There's one session that I think a lot of people will enjoy because it's talking about the walkability of cities.
No.
And the development of new projects that really take into consideration a walkability score, which is being assigned now to development, so that you can analyze how reasonable it would be for people who do not own cars. Because as we talked about our young folks and our millennials, sometimes they're not buying cars and they're not buying houses. They're renting apartments with their friends. And they like living downtown. And
Don't exclude us baby boomers. I'm telling you, and I know that there are studies, but because I'm experiencing this myself, baby boomers are looking for more of an urban environment where an automobile isn't anywhere near as necessary as it has been. And
exactly.
I would love, my wife and I are looking to downsize. We don't need 4,000 square feet, not that we ever did, but we certainly don't need it now that our kids are in college. And it would be nice if we could find an affordable urban environment with great communication and great transportation. And you can find urban environments that have great transportation and great communication, but the affordability aspect, particularly when you are in your mid-60s and above, all of a sudden your income isn't what it used to be. And so I think that's an extremely important factor, and walkability is just as important, because as we get older, the significance of walking becomes much greater.
Absolutely. I should have probably said more about that, because you're absolutely right. The problem is affordability. And we're seeing that in spades. And you will note that some of these properties that are being developed are very expensive. And it does exclude people who are living on less income. And I think it will be a very interesting discussion that occurs in that session.
I'm looking forward to it.
You will like it. We also have some learning excursions that were amazing. And I say were, because now we're totally pretty full for some of the learning excursions, because we also like to highlight things that are unusual about a city when we are in a particular city with our convention. And I think most of our attendees come away feeling it was a very rich experience.
We will be taking a short break to hear from the people who pay the bills around here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other opportunities where you can attend concurrent sessions and learn some things.
Are you a real estate broker? Do you have all the business that you want? If so, pay no attention to what I'm about to say. The Broker List. Yes, The Broker List can promote you so that you get more clients and listings. The Broker List can promote your property so that they sell or lease faster. And The Broker List can build trust so that potential clients know that you are the go-to broker for all things commercial real estate. Best of all, for you, it's free. Just go to thebrokerlist.com. That's THEBROKERLIST.com. And tell Linda that Uncle Howie sent you.
You're listening to CRE Radio with our special guest, Gail Ayers, the CEO and director of Crew Network. And we are talking about some of the concurrent sessions that you can attend and learn from if you attend the convention.
There's one on retail and, you know, the changing face of retail. And that often people go to look in a store and they tend to buy online. We hear that a lot. And the changing way of warehousing that's impacting commercial real estate and is quite good for investors.
Let's talk about the networking aspect of the conference, because you had mentioned earlier you really stress the need or the desire to have people actually go to the conference. And it's not a money-making conference, but it's really more for the members. Let's talk about the networking aspect.
We open with an amazing marketplace, and it really is a networking party. And it celebrates our sponsors, the people who work with us, and they're there with their booths, and they're having a wonderful time. And it is probably one of the most fun networking parties I think anybody has. We have dinner. We have a very light dinner there. And our members really crowd in and share a terrific experience of networking and having dinner and chatting and getting also to see each other and to talk with our sponsors. It's a joy. If you miss it, you've missed something. Then we go into a session where we are celebrating distinguished women. And that's always fun, because these are amazing women. Connie Moore, whom you may know, is one of our distinguished women this year. And we just we put them on a panel, and Marcy Rosell will be the moderator, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And they talk about their personal experiences as they have climbed the ladder and as they've faced unusual challenges, and what they've learned and what they've needed along the way. And we do that for two reasons, certainly to celebrate these women, But we do it because it helps us solidify our agenda and focus for the upcoming years. You know, it keeps us real. So we talk about that a lot, that, you know, you're nothing if you're not relevant. And we do our very, very best to stay relevant and to listen. And that is one of the places where we listen very carefully. New this year is also a new program that I am very eager to see what happens. It's a crew going international, and it's being led by Lynn O'Brien from Coca-Cola, who manages their global real estate. Jane Smith, who is the, you may know Jane.
Yes,
she
I
is.
Know Jane.
Yes, she is the in charge of global law, real estate law for the former Fulbright and Jaworski that is now Norton Rose, and also Colette English Dixon. And Colette, of course, is with Prudential.
Sure.
And these three women are very used to doing business internationally, and they have different takes on what's needed. One is pretty interested in looking for finance folks. So you'll hear that dialogue, which is, as Crew thinks about embracing women in the rest of the world, and we are offering international memberships, that we want to make sure we make it easy for these women to come in and work with the various cities that they're interested in placing capital generally. There's a lot of money flowing into the United States for development.
There's something that I want to add, and I may have mentioned this to you before. Being at the conference last year was a very enlightening experience for me. First of all, everyone at Crew was extraordinarily welcome. It was probably the best conference I've been to. Everybody was up. Everybody was friendly. It was just such a tremendous atmosphere. I was a little bit concerned that being one of the few men there, I would be kind of shunned a little bit. I'm just being honest. And there was none of that. As a matter of fact, everybody was so welcoming. The only exception, I might add, was the fact that I couldn't find a bathroom. And this...
Did we park more for women? Sometimes we have to do that.
Oh, yeah, you do, actually. This is, if there's anything that I would consider to be just desserts, because it is mostly women at the conference, the women, as you well know, commandeered all of the men's bathrooms except for one upstairs, which fortunately was across the hall from the room that I was doing interviews in.
Linda Bradhauer, who plans our convention, is so thoughtful. She probably considered that, Howard. But I do want to say that men are truly welcome. And in fact, I think if more men came, the industry would be better served.
Well, that's the point I really want to get across, is that if you are male in commercial real estate, and you don't go to this conference, you are a fool. I mean, I'll just, this sounds like a line from Oliver that I do, but you are an idiot, because this is such a tremendous opportunity, and you stick out like a sore thumb. You know, I don't think that it'll ever be 50-50. It may be at some future time, but right now, this is the opportunity to go to a wonderful conference, meet a tremendous amount of really talented, intelligent women, and participate in the conference. They don't push you away. They actually are glad to see you there. This is almost a better opportunity for men than it is for women. I'm not going to suggest it isn't, but it's you cannot overstate the value of a conference like this, particularly for men. No question about it.
I really hope we're going to get there, Howard. It makes me sad to look out there and not see more men, because I believe that as men have daughters who enter the workforce and enter this industry, they are really going to know how important it is that they are there and how important it is that they learn how to work successfully with women. You know, not only do we have these major differences in the generations and in the way they come to work and what they expect from work, we do have the generational issues now. So the future belongs to the companies that are really best at doing intergenerational teams that are made up of people with different backgrounds who are able to move the needle and be very creative. I was just in Dubai, Howard, and I think I was very struck by the numbers of people from all over the world that I met every hour. And they were people who were working on major projects and development projects, and they were from everywhere. India, Korea, all different ages. Chicago, the architect for the Burj Khalifa, of course, is from Chicago. And it's astonishing to see this openness of people with so many different cultures and backgrounds and different in experiences and beliefs working together so beautifully. And it really behooves us here in the United States that if we want to keep a global edge, we have to learn to work together. And we have to make sure that we're approaching our workplaces as places where they are inclusive, inclusive by design. And it takes effort to do that. And it also takes knowledge. It takes a knowledge of, you know, if you have a Generation X person and it's not working out well, what do you do to help make that work better? And there are many things you can do to make it work better. When I speak about it, I try not to run the list of, you know, what the Gen X is like, what the Gen Y is like, because, you know, we can know that, but the most important thing is what do we do about it and how do we use it?
When push comes to shove, we're all pretty much the same. You know, and we struggle. I know I go through my whole life trying to be different. I was brought up, say, you know, with my mother saying, you know, stick out, be different. Don't try to be like everybody else. And so as an individual, I work very hard to distinguish myself, particularly in this world of the internet, trying to distinguish yourself from the rest of the noise. It's very difficult. But in the end, when for the purpose of moving forward, we are... I identify with the commonality. It's easy to relate to people when you focus on the commonality and not the differences. And I suppose there are different things, different purposes. But crew is certainly diversity and inclusiveness. What else would you like to add to the conference? It's September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. It's in Bellevue, Washington. It's at a really nice hotel. You didn't mention the tours where there's no room, but I'm going to try to find someone and then injure their knees so that I can go on the tour of the Microsoft campus.
Yes.
and Starbucks. You know, so yes. I've got to figure out who I can bribe to be able to go on that. And what else would you like to add?
I would encourage people to come. I think that you don't know until you get there. You probably have an expectation of what a crew convention is like, and you're probably wrong. And it's going to be a very career-building moment when you come for those 3 days. You're going to, especially for men, I think we need men who care about how their companies are progressing. And we need them badly. We need them to understand we're their partner and that we make a difference, and we can only do it because of them too. Because our partnership with some of our long-term sponsors has made everything possible for Crew to do. Because we are so generous with our members, but it's because we do have these incredible sponsors, Howard. And I cannot thank enough all of them. And they're listed on our brochures, on our website. They probably don't know that Crew would not be what it is without that kind of commitment. But I need those men there too. I will say I need them. And I need them there because they're going to carry the ball too. And it's a great future to this industry.
If you're a man and you go there, and you stay the whole time, don't do it short. But if you're a man and you're in the decision-making position of who to hire, who not to hire, who to bring on, you're going to go there and you're going to go, if you don't already know it, you're going to go, wow. Why aren't we hiring more women?
It's true. I think they will say that. And I think more and more the companies are realizing it. And we need them. And we need their support. And we need their thoughts. And we need to know who they want to hire.
So that's it for today's show. I'd like to thank Gail Ayers. And I hope to see everyone over at the Crew Network annual convention September 30th through October 2nd in Bellevue, Washington. If you want to know how to get tickets and sign up or register for the conference, it'll be on our website, and look forward to seeing you all there. Have a nice day.
Please listen again next time to CRE Radio with Howard Klein. Every live and recorded broadcast is accessible on your desktop, tablet, or smartphone at creradio.com or in iTunes, just search for CRE Radio. Here's how to reach us with your questions, feedback, and show topics you'd like to hear about. On our website, click the comment button on any show page at creradio.com. On Twitter, send a reply to @CRE Radio, via email to questions@creradio.com. Or call in during the live show at 619-393-6492 and press 1 to be placed in queue. CRE Radio broadcasts are presented on an informational basis only, with the intent of engaging, educating, and entertaining our listeners. Howard and his guests' conversations specifically do not offer legal advice. If you need legal advice, please consult your own attorney. Portions of the show may have been pre-recorded. Unauthorized editing or copying of the show without the express written consent of CRE Radio is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.
And that's a wrap.